Radio New Zealand will transform into what we're calling at the moment RNZ Plus, which is a fully-fledged multimedia public service, which is non-commercial media entity, which will include a television channel, at least one, and hopefully will evolve into what our intention is, for it to evolve into an ABC, an Australian ABC-style multimedia broadcaster. So it's very exciting, I think, for New Zealand. We haven't seen anything like this in the New Zealand market for a long, long time.
What role does Radio New Zealand have to play in a commercial radio market? You know, we see the proliferation today in New Zealand of your News Talk ZBs, your News Hubs, TVNZ's news departments, so all commercial, very commercially run. What would a public broadcaster like RNZ bring different to the table in terms of news broadcasting?
Yeah, so New Zealand's really an outlier in the rest of the developed world in its lack of investment in public service non-commercial media. You know, every other country, most other countries, have publicly funded media, which is generally non-commercial and is intended to play an important role in keeping democracy strong and providing more outlets for content produced from that country. So at the moment we have RNZ, which is essentially a radio station, which has gone a reasonable way to transform into a multimedia entity, but it's done it on the smell of an oily rag. And what we're saying is we want this to be a lot more important. We're putting a value on culture, on New Zealand culture here. News, current affairs, children's content, content for Pacific nations, for more ethnicities. These are things that New Zealand should value more. We think there's a thirst out there amongst the New Zealand audience, and I think it's really exciting. What it means is we'll hear more of stories being told about New Zealanders from different parts of New Zealand and different kinds of New Zealanders, and we will allow more of a culture of creativity to emerge in New Zealand for our content creators. I think it's exciting for just the ordinary New Zealander, but anyone in New Zealand who is creative, whether they're a journalist or whether they are a budding documentary maker or a drama or a script writer, comedian, or whatever. So I think there's a lot of opportunity here.
In terms of on the topic of commercial radio as well, I mean, we've seen in Australia and the UK instances where sort of the proliferation, the influence of public broadcasters has almost brought the private broadcasters up to a higher standard to some degree, so that, in order to kind of avoid the kind of clear divide between maybe more sort of broadcasting based on ratings rather than broadcasting for the public benefit. Do you think with RNZ Plus that it will hold those other private broadcasters to a much higher standard with their reporting?
Well, I guess that presupposes that there's, that I'm saying that there's a problem with our reporting in New Zealand right now, which I'm not, and Labor certainly isn't saying that. What we're saying is that we don't believe there's enough of it. And yes, a public service broadcaster will hold the rest of media to a standard purely because of the way that it operates. I think, what it means is that it's an investment in more media. It's an investment in saying, it's a sort of a stake in the ground in saying that investigative journalism, quality news and current affairs, and all of the other content that I've mentioned is actually valuable to our country and that we want more of it. Um, and and the commercial imperative, you know, of the other commercial broadcasters is that there's got to be a return to shareholders, and with public benefit media, that imperative doesn't exist. So the competition will be for eyeballs, yes, and listenership, but it's about providing more content, and I think there's a thirst for it out in New Zealand right now.
With RNZ Plus, obviously there is the entertainment side, there is the kind of current affairs, public interest side. Would RNZ Plus potentially improve sort of public service broadcasting in the context of, say, farming reports, shipping reports, you know, like vital information that the New Zealand's major industries need to operate? Is that something that would potentially be encouraged through RNZ Plus?
It may well be. Another component of the policy announcement today was that Labor would create a new entity called the Public Media Funding Commission, which is essentially a new governance level in our media to keep public media more at arm's length from whoever's the government of the day. And so the operational decisions about what sort of content and, you know, those sorts of decisions that, you know, ministers and governments can be accused of having editorial interference in, there would be much more arm's length from that. So it would be up to RNZ Plus to determine how to meet the objectives that the government had outlined. And, you know, governments should therefore not interfere too much in how they do that. But, you know, whatever is of public benefit, you know, we should be providing more of is probably where Labor's coming from.
With this new funding, is by boosting public broadcasting in this way, do you believe it will make a more informed and educated public? And when I say informed and educated, I want to stress not this isn't about some dog whistle for any particular political belief or political leaning or anything. Just sort of, would it make people more informed about sort of the objective facts of politics, sort of how the political system works, and sort of, do you think it would get more people interested in what's going on in the country?
Well, yes, and I hope so, are the answers to those questions. The title of this policy is around strengthening our national identity, strengthening our democracy. In New Zealand in 2017, I believe, and Labor believes, that democracy is under threat, that there is an erosion, that the public discourse and the ability of citizens to grow up being informed and about their own society and about the debates and the issues that matter, and also about their own culture and a sense of belonging, a sense of pride, and a sense of real identity in where they come from, can only be a good thing and something that we should be investing in and putting a value on. So I think today was a step in that direction. I think it's a large step in that direction, and I hope that it is embraced and welcomed. I think that New Zealanders, you know, from all parts of New Zealand and from all of our diverse ethnicities and all of the different kinds of New Zealanders, will feel a sense of hope that, you know, that Labor is putting a value on our culture today and on our democracy.